Hi, it's Scott. I'm just going to read you a little quote and then have a little chat about it. The quote goes to this. It's one of mine I came up with the other day, so I really liked it and I thought I would share it with you. Never leave things to fate. If you really want it, go out and get it. Fate doesn't pay the bills. Fate won't find you love. Okay, so what am I trying to say by this? Too many people believe in fate. They think things are just going to happen. Well, wake up. It's not. If you really, really want something, if you have a big enough why, if you have the passion for it, then you need to go out and get it. That's the only way that you're going to achieve it. Now, a lot of people are afraid to do things because they're afraid of the F word, and that F word is failure. Well, don't be afraid of it. People don't do things because they'll fail and then they regret their failures. Again, don't regret your failures. The only way you're going to get to success is to fail. And you'll hear many people say that you have to fail repeatedly before you succeed, or you have to fail big time. Really massive failures before you succeed. And you can search throughout the internet, there's going to be hundreds of stories about really successful people, and to get to where they've gone, they have had to fail and fail again and again and again, but they get up, they get on, they try again, and eventually they succeed. So you could you could think about the invention of the light bulb. You can think of Colonel Saunders and the Kentucky Fried Chicken. You could think of famous entrepreneurs like Alan Sugar or Richard Branson. They've all failed. They're all highly successful, but they've got there because they failed. And they failed and failed and failed and failed until they've got going. And the reason a lot of us don't succeed is because we fail one time or twice and think, that's it, I give up. These people have got on. So you can't leave things to fate. You have really got to go. Because you could lay in bed thinking, you know, I don't need anything. Fate will come and help me out. Well, do you know what? Fate will just let you go. It won't bother. The only way that you can get on is to take the action yourself. So I was talking about fate won't pay the bills. Fate won't pay the bills at all. You can't just rely on money coming in. You've got to go out and earn it. Now you can do that for employment or self-employment, whatever you believe in, whatever you want to do. Go out and better yourself, get promotion, get better jobs, go out and make your own fortune. It's just not, the money's just not going to come to you. Bills will come to you, bills come to everybody, but the only way you're going to be able to pay them is earning, and you have to go out and do that and believe in yourself. Same thing with love. If you really want something, you have to go out and get it. Now, with either love or jobs or anything like that, there are things that, yes, are out of your control. You know, you're going for lots of jobs, and jobs you might really want, but you won't get it because perhaps you haven't got the qualifications, someone's better qualified, or whatever. But if you keep trying, you'll get there. And I love it, even the strange one, because if you have a dream girl, you might think she's perfect, but they have to fall in love with you, and you can't make someone fall in love with you. You have to go out there and just put yourself out there, get out of your comfort zone, and just keep trying, and eventually you'll get your dream job, you get your dream girl, that sort of thing, but you won't until you put yourself out there. Again, fate won't do that for you. There are a lot of things that you can do. You can go out there and you can do affirmations. Now, the problem with affirmations is you'll say, oh, I am successful. I am this, I'm that. A little voice in your back of your head's going, no, you're not. You're not. So you could try telling, and there was, I'm going to paraphrase this from a guy called Noah St. John, who came up with four mentions. So he's just saying, put yourself in a situation where I've got this. How did I get there? Okay. So you're asking yourself, how did I get there? And your brain will go and work that out. Now, you can also sit there and just repeat what you want. Okay. Now, some people will call it prayer, and they'll pray to whatever they believe in. That's fair enough. Some people will be calling it asking universe. And some people will just be asking themselves that question. Now, however you see that, do it. Because your brain, or whatever you believe in, will go away and start working out how you can achieve it. And if you work backwards, say, okay, I am here. How did I get there? Again, your brain will go, okay, I'm here. How did I get there? And start putting ideas in your head. And the thing is, don't rely on fate. Act upon them. Because it's the only way that you're ever going to get anywhere. So, don't trust in fate. Don't leave things to fate. If you really want something, go out and do it. Because it's up to you. And anybody can do it. And there's proof out there. All these successful people, they've got to where they want because they've not left things to fate. All right. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. And I'll catch you soon. Take care. Bye.